much about.
It's pina colada time!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Making up is with 2 girls and 1 cup.
Mmm, delicious.
My movement is reparation for 400 years of slavery, the black slave holocaust where the white people did us, and we still suffering the effects of that, you know.
What is your idea of reparation?
We ask for $8 to $12 billion annually for the rest of our natural lives forever.
It sounds like a group of children laughing and joking about blackness.
I think pot should be legal for medicinal purposes and entertainment purposes, but that's it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hello, ladies. How are you? Fantastic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
All right, now I have a boner.
Roll a just like the other one.
She even gave me a blumpkin.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I think I'm put a barf.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
I shine.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
With ShamWow.
This one seems to be about to end.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
I don't have another cent.
You know what? I bet it was Kevin.
That Kevin. Always up to no good.
But don't walk like that joint.
Creates an airtight seal.
Just pass it around.
Oh, I can't wait to get that.
Kapilski.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
All three of you fill the same hole. Congratulations.
Our feature presentation.
That was a moment, wasn't it?
What was that from? I couldn't even
hole
remember.
Hole
in the Wall.
Hole
in the Wall.
Yeah.
David Omar.
Hole in the Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Muggs and King of Mexico and Omar, and they were a team.
They were filling the same hole.
There was one circular hole, I think, and you guys were laying on top of each other. This doesn't sound like we're describing a clean TV show, but it was.
Yes, it was. Weren't you guys all in spandex?
Oh, yeah, silver.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Airtight. It was sweet. And they were jumping around like maniacs. Oh, they were so good.
Is that show coming back, or is that a one-time deal?
No, it's on Cartoon Network now.
Is it?
It's a kid's show. It's a kid's show now, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So they have kids do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they have senior citizens
do it. No, I didn't understand. Like, maybe, I don't know, clowns do it for kids. I don't know.
Wow, that's weird. Well, party people, welcome in. It's finally Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday, Lisa, you put off me telling you the story about the 12-year-old who delivered his own baby brother, so I'll give you that today.
Okay, excellent.
Can't imagine being in that situation, but one of these days, pretty soon, we have to talk to people who have been who have found themselves in a situation where they had to deliver a child, because sometimes it happens unexpectedly. You do have some advance notice, but sometimes not that day.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And that was the case of young Galen Edwards, 12 years old, living in British Columbia, watching TV on Saturday morning. He heard his mom call out, and he thought, oh, I'm in trouble for watching TV this early or something. He goes in there, and his mom instead says, hey, really having a baby is what I'm doing right now. Danielle is 30. She said she had experienced no contractions or labor pains up till that point. This article does not mention how far along in the pregnancy she was, but it sounds like she didn't get any of the usual warning signs that it was going to be today, right?
Yeah. So she had the 12-year-old call 911.
You would think. The 12-year-old came to her help, and she said, I'm having a baby right now. So, Galen, this is a quote, when I push next, I need you to grab the baby by the shoulders, and I need you to pull him out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, look, I'm a grown-ass man, and I would run from that situation.
That's not a situation you want to find yourself in when you're 12.
God,
yeah, I would
scary.
Say, sorry, Mom, looks like you both are going to die.
You're on your
I
own.
Would say. So apparently by instinct, and the mom says, I couldn't even believe it, he grabbed the baby by the shoulders with the head on his wrist and eased him out, kind of wriggled him from side to side and pulled him out onto the bed. Then the boy ran into the kitchen, got a pair of scissors and a potato chip bag clamp, used them to cut and tie off the umbilical cord.
What is this? Is this kid like already at MIT? What's happened?
Apparently
he just know all of that.
By instinct, I guess.
No instinct. Maybe he saw it on TV. I don't think helping birth a baby is instinct.
I wouldn't think so either.
But I think that at 12, you're old enough to know once the baby is out,
right,
that it's attached to an umbilical cord that then has to be cut. I think that would make sense. If I, even if I'm 12, I go, all right, I have to cut this umbilical cord. What do I use? I'll get some scissors, but then it'll be bleeding or something. What do I close it up with? Oh, here's a clamp for potato chips. I mean, that kind of makes sense that you could put two and two together there, right?
I'm telling you right now, if this happened to either you or I when we were 12, we would not have had all of those clear thoughts.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, we would have just said, true.
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And that's it. That's what you get.
He does look like a hero. His mother asked him afterwards, where do you get all these instincts? And he said, Mom, I thought my baby brother was going to die. Mom says he wasn't squeamish at all. He just automatically reacted because the number thing, one thing he wanted to do was to make sure that his baby brother was safe.
Wow.
So they both received a clean bill of health. The hospital says the new kid named Kenan, by the way, is a healthy 7 pounds, 9 ounces. I mean, obviously, it's fortunate that it sounds like it was a relatively straightforward, easy birth.
Yeah, no kidding. There were no
it was a breach, that kid could have handled it.
That kid could have handled anything.
Yeah, whatever.
What's happening? She has a heart attack?
I'll turn it around, Mom. Just hang on.
I'll do open heart surgery. Just hold on. I'm going to go get a butter knife.
Jeez.
Whatever you need.
Yowzer.
So anyway, so congratulations to that kid.
You know what I was doing when I was 12?
I think
I do, actually.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Hey, let's probe Uranus.
No, rather not. We got to talk about Lisa's boner. We have to talk about that today because her dog is, to be honest, Lisa has some scarring on her arms.
I do, actually. He has bitten the crap out of me.
She's got some bite marks.
Yeah.
She's trying to convince us.
I met your dog this week. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's not a dog. He is a miniature deer. Ralph was correct.
Yes.
He's some sort of a...
He's an alien miniature deer.
He is some sort of a freak. Like, it doesn't seem like that creature that I saw should not be alive in 21st century Earth. You should see his skeleton at a museum somewhere as some sort of prehistoric predecessor to a mouse. And I can't believe he's real. But does he have sharp little piranha teeth?
He has kind of sharp teeth, yeah. You know how puppies chew on you.
Sure.
But although he's about 2 years old, I think so.
Oh, how about that?
I don't know why he's still chewing, but if you say, ouch, he stops. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's how they learn how hard to bite or not to bite. But,
okay. I'm not sure Lisa May is the person to train
but,
dogs.
But we just started school.
She has a lot of dogs and she never trains them.
No, they kind of run wild.
Yeah. Well, we got some assistance for you today.
Okay,
happy to know.
We also have a brand new batch of Afro calls. You call up and leave us messages. We play them. We have comedian Doug Benson.
Oh,
funny.
Good.
He's always holding. That's
in the
great
studio
news
today. That's true. That's very good. We have a citizen of the day. We have Mr. Movie Phone with the movie beat. Got a lot of stuff today. Jersey Shore update. Bunch of stuff on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz beat next.
What about Zoe Saldana, by the way? What about her?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right?
Kicking ass.
It's the best thing that ever came out of New Jersey, maybe. Anyway. She's Lieutenant Uhura in the Star Trek movies. Of course, she was the star of Avatar, and she's got this new film that looks awesome called Columbiana opening up. We'll talk to her after the top of the hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph Garman's last day off. He will return on Monday, we promise. In the meantime, filling in on the Showbiz Beat this hour. Hey, producer Alex.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations, Bean. You're not creepy. Good job.
Yes.
Hey, I was working on that. I wasn't creepy yesterday either, by the way.
I'm very proud of you. So NBA star Blake Griffin has some time on his hands, as do a lot of the players right now.
Yeah.
So this is not a joke. The Los Angeles Clippers all-star forward is interning at Funny or Die. I originally thought this was a joke, like one of their videos, sort of like an ESPN commercial.
Probably
you
like
know
a
how
comedy
they, how
piece.
They get celebrities to make copies and you know get them coffee. But nope. The website co-founded by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay is hosting Blake Griffin as an intern this week for 3 days of work in video production. Griffin will help write, shoot, edit, and act in several videos for the site.
Hmm.
He said he's been a longtime fan, He wants to learn more about film production. His favorite Funny or Die video series is Between Two Ferns.
Oh, whose isn't?
Which I can agree is the best. Kimberly Stewart popped her Benicio del Toro's baby daddy baby out. They named their daughter Delilah. Delilah del Toro. Ooh, Delilah. Sexy. She sounds like a Victoria's Secret model already.
Yeah.
Delilah del Toro.
Now, she's singer Rod Stewart's daughter?
Correct. And here's something that's really creepy.
Yeah?
His new granddaughter is only 6 months younger than his son, Aiden.
Yeah.
Is that creepy? I don't know. Yeah. It's creepy to me. Because
he's still having kids into his 60s, right?
Well, it's a little white trash when your, you know, grandchild is within the same year
age
as your child.
As your own child, yeah.
It's a little Sarah Palin, Alaska. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars has more celebrities signing on board. They're going to make their official announcement on the 29th, which I believe is Monday.
That's right.
But right now...
During the Bachelor Pad.
Oh, Lord. But right now, David Arquette apparently has officially signed on. His dance partner will be Kim Johnson. He joins the cast of White Collar's Tiffany Thiessen, Jersey Shore's Snooki.
Oh, dear God.
Yes.
Really?
Kim Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Here's what's going to happen with Snooki, because there's always one celebrity like this. We hate her and hate that she's on, but we'll have to tune in and watch because Snooki's on Dancing with the Stars, and we'll hate every minute of it. And then once she's kicked off about 2 or 3 weeks in, we'll be devastated that she's gone.
Yes, now you understand why I watch The View sometimes.
It's a crazy, like, love-hate relationship with the cast on this show, isn't it?
Well, and she's already so over the top and crazy that when you get on a show like that where you have to get spray tan, you get the crazy makeup as a girl and outfits... That it'll be interesting to watch, you know, Tiffany Thiessen go through that sort of process. But Snooki's already there, so can you only imagine how she's gonna look like a Mardi Gras and float.
and I watched a little bit of the Jersey Shore last night, and that's usually not my show. And she, I honestly think, and I'm not just saying this, I think she may be borderline retarded. I think she may have like a 75 IQ.
She is. She's going to be a contestant on Repo Games.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt in my mind. And then wrapping up this all-star cast is Waste of Space non-celebrity Robert Kardashian. It's going to be an exciting, exciting season.
Love on lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
And I also can't see, and they have contestants like this too, I can't see them being dedicated enough to try to be any good, because all they're going to do is an hour into learning how to dance is complain that it's not as much fun as sitting on the couch and drinking and boning.
Oh no, Snooki's going to be pissed. She's going to be calling the sitch. She's not going to understand what's going on, that she has to be there on time.
You guys, let me know how that goes.
Yeah, this is not going to be good. Pax Jolie Pitt is a bully.
What?
I would think that all children of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt would be well-behaved, but apparently he's a little bully. Now, this is coming from Star Magazine and In Touch, so take that with a grain of salt. But apparently the 7-year-old now has a therapist who has joined the family to help Pax deal with his aggression. He picks on his younger sister, Shiloh, and then his older brother, Maddox.
Wow.
That would suck if your younger brother is
bullying you.
But I find this strange because he's a 7-year-old kid who's constantly followed by photographers. He's been spotted sticking out his tongue and arguing with his brothers and sisters. That's every 7-year-old
that is
boy I've right. ever met. Yeah. So take that for what it's worth.
I wonder if they ever will ever have a race war breakout in that house.
I don't know. It's either going to be race war or United Nations. Something in between. Lindsay Lohan needs to just stop hiring attorneys and just try to get acting gigs.
Well, I know what.
She is now suing Pitbull over the song Give Me Everything. Have you heard of this? I didn't have time to get to it yesterday, but she's so late to the game. But she's suing Pitbull for the use of her name in his song Give Me Everything. And the lyric goes like this. Hustlers move aside, so I'm tiptoeing, keep flowing. I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Clearly that's a reference to her being locked up in jail.
Of course.
Well, apparently she's furious. She claims that the lyrics, by virtue of its wide appeal, condemnation, and defamatory statements by the defendants about the plaintiff, are destined to do harm to the plaintiff.
So she
hasn't been in jail?
Yes.
Pitbull is just making up out of whole cloth that she was ever locked up?
Thank you. I find this whole lawsuit very strange because, one, the song's been out for like 6 months.
So
you're a little late to your own game. And she forgot that she actually went to jail. People are allowed to say that. It's not China. They can say what actually happened to you and not have to deal with your repercussions.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Is she just looking for a payoff? You know how people just pay you off to make
you go
away?
Well, she needs money.
She needs cash.
Sometimes.
She needs money, and maybe people aren't hiring her to act, so she's trying to get some from Pitbull.
Or maybe she's looking for the publicity of Lindsay Lohan's name being talked about.
Could be, too.
Metallica and Lou Reed are working together.
Huh?
Metallica.
Yes.
And Lou Reed.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Huh.
They just announced an album title called Lulu.
Lulu.
It's a forthcoming collaborative album. Though now, here you go, Kevin. This totally sounds up your alley. The project will include 10 new songs inspired by two German plays about an abused dancer by a German expressionist.
Oh,
the plays are collectively known as the Lulu plays. So that's why they're calling the album Lulu.
Wow.
Lulu is scheduled to hit stores on November 1st. The full track listing is not yet available. However, the songs that we know about are called Junior Dad, Mistress Dread, and Pumping Blood.
Ooh.
Would you buy a Metallica Lou Reed album? I think I might.
I don't know.
I might be curious.
I'd have to hear that. I mean, I like Metallica, but I'd have to hear it.
I like old school Lou Reed, but I can't imagine. I have no idea what the two together
I don't know
are
old school Lou Reed. I mean, I don't know.
He's a cranky grandpa now, Lou Reed.
Okay.
I think he's lost it. I really do. I mean, I'm with Kevin. I think I'd have to hear this first. I love Metallica. I have bought every one of their albums, but I need to hear a little bit of
I have
this.
A piece of the song if you want to
no,
hear it.
No, you know, no.
Do you?
No, no.
And that's Lou Reed singing.
Wow.
Wow.
He's really changed up his style.
Really getting into it.
I like it. Happy birthday to Shirley Manson from Garbage. No Doubt's Adrian Young. Bridesmaids, Melissa McCarthy. Macaulay Culkin. Chris Pine and Kiki Palmer. I am Alex. That is your showbiz.
I know you are loath to think past the weekend because it's Friday right now, but if I can just put a thought in your head that Monday, right back here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's going to be happening.
Come on now.
It's going to be Kevin and Bean along with all four members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers taking our questions, answering questions from Kevin and Bean listeners, and performing live. Of course, the new album comes out on that day, Monday. It's called I'm With You. It is excellent, so definitely make a note. Join us.
Now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Here's the headline for the first story today. Herman Flasher at it again, police say.
Herman is the name of a place where somebody's doing some flashing?
Herman, Maine is the name of the location, and it's one guy, and it's always the same guy. And apparently, and this is the most bizarre story I've ever seen, but as soon as it hits 80 degrees, this dude starts walking around naked.
He's got to take it off.
And then the neighbors call the police, and they show up, and they take him in. And then the next day, it's 81, strips.
So there's no mystery as to who this is.
Always the same guy. He's done it hundreds of times. And most of the time, the police don't do anything with him. It's almost like he's part of the city now.
The local color.
Look, right. If you want to come to this city in Maine, you're going to have to put up with this dude naked because that's part of our city.
See, this is actually kind of interesting because it sounds like, and maybe there's more to the story than I know, but it sounds like he's pretty harmless and he's just doing it because he gets hot, right?
Yes, he is harmless, and he's doing it because it gets hot, and he's a drinker.
So what is gained by throwing this dude in jail? I guess what's gained is you don't have to look at an old man's balls every time it gets warm out.
So it happened again, and apparently it happened like 4 days in a row where it was over. It's just basically over 80.
Which in Maine is kind of unusual.
Right, but they should relocate him to like Minnesota or someplace where it doesn't get 80.
No, I think, I mean, honestly, Maine is a pretty good choice if you're looking for the fewest number of 80-degree days. It's hard to do better than that.
He's been arrested more than half a dozen times since mid-June.
Global warming is not this man's friend.
That's correct.
That's what I'm saying.
For some reason, he gets very hot. So the police showed up at his house, and he was sitting in black underwear on the porch.
At least he had underwear on.
Drinking a 40.
Well, they need to have some sort of a potluck dinner, get him some money, and make him move to Iceland or something. Buy him a one-way plane ticket.
Story number two is 19-year-old Lyle Monroe Bensky. Or Bensley, I'm sorry. He apparently is in Texas, and he broke into a woman's house and bit her in the neck.
Okay.
Okay.
Odd, right? So the police said, hey, what was that about? And by the way, she fought him off and had very, very minor injuries. She wasn't hurt. But the guy broke into her house and bit her in the neck.
That's kind of horrifying.
Right. And you know you don't really believe in vampires, but how come a guy's biting me in the neck?
Right.
Like,
right.
For a second, you've got to be baffled.
Sure.
So he told police when they showed up that he is a 500-year-old vampire. And,
nice.
And he needed to feed.
Nice.
Too much true blood.
He's going with it the whole way. Too much true blood, too much twilight.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
He's being charged with burglary with intent to commit assault. She only suffered minor injuries.
He's a bad vampire. She can fight him off.
Yeah, he's not a good vampire at all.
No.
That's not feeding.
Didn't he hypnotize her with his eyes so he could do whatever he wants?
I don't think he did that, and he didn't break the skin. So really, what kind of vampire is he? He's just going to gum her to death? I don't understand. This one comes out of Somerset, and I'm not exactly positive what state that's in, but the family of a man arrested Monday for willful concealment and child endangerment says that, quote, he's a great father. He just got caught in a bad situation. His name is Matthew Sortif, 21 years old. He was at Market Basket on High Street, which is basically just a grocery store or whatever, and he and his wife were there. They brought their diaper bag, and they were stealing baby items.
Okay.
They were stealing, baby wipes and baby food, formula, all that kind of stuff. Half and half. It only totaled $25 in the end. But then they tried to get out with their, with the goods.
Right.
And the store manager called them and stopped them. And here's what happened, and this is going to shock you. The guy that was stealing for his baby ran out to the car and put the baby in the child seat and then fled. So the baby that he was stealing stuff for, he left at the scene and ran away.
Oh, my God.
So the baby, of course, is still there when the police got there. So they took the baby into custody and child care services or whatever. And this dude and his wife were booked for child negligence and for, robbery.
They may be too young to have that baby.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, what's the instinct there?
You go and steal all this stuff and then you leave your kid, on the sidewalk?
Yes. And then his dad says, my son is a very good father. He got scared and ran because he thought he had warrants he never took care of.
Oh, my God.
So
it
that
just gets better.
He was stealing for the kid who he left at the scene. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
And finally, the best story of the day. It was supposed to be a day when 15 young children confirmed their belief in all that is holy. 64-year-old priest who was working in Sacramento his name is Reverend Julian Medina. And it's called All Hallows Church in Sacramento. He showed up an hour late, so everybody was sitting there waiting. There's about 150 people.
Are they doing? This is their confirmation? That's what the day is?
I believe.
Baptism? What?
Yeah, baptism. Yeah.
Okay.
So they all had their kids, whatever age they were, and they were all waiting for the priest. So he shows up an hour late, which is, that's a lot. That's a long time. I mean, Don't you give up after a half hour and go?
Especially for a priest.
Right. He showed up drunk. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. That he was slurring his words. Nobody could understand a word he said. And he was stumbling, and he face-planted. In front of everybody.
Oh, man.
Best baptism home video ever.
He face-planted.
Yeah, everyone's like, YouTube!
After the Reverend Medina fell, church members carried the priest to the rectory. They had to carry him out. He's been at this place since 1978, and they say they're going to do some research and see if he has a problem. I think asked and answered, and if so, they're gonna help him, get over this, and then they're gonna move him to
Yeah, and then they'll move him.
Then they'll move him to a parish in Vegas or something. Yeah. I could be a priest if you could do that. Couldn't I be a priest?
And there's lots of wine there.
Just say three Hail Marys and take a shot of Goldschlager. I could do that. I could need to try out for this. Do you try out to be a priest?
No.
I don't think it would. I've rarely been as outraged by a decision that Kevin made as I was yesterday. And I think I have no choice but to air my grievances on the air coming up right after the top of the hour. I was incensed. I told Dave I may need today off. I may not even be able to work today. I'm so mad and so sad and so depressed.
Wow. Yeah,
sounds like we always get along, but there are times.
Well, you broke my heart. You broke my heart yesterday, man. I want to be honest with you. So we'll discuss coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about a freebie as we get into the Ralph Garman Showbiz Beat? Ralph will be back on Monday. In the meantime, Kevin and Bean filling in this hour. We got a copy of the Scarface movie, legendary classic movie starring Al Pacino, directed by the great Brian De Palma. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's fairly shocking to watch that movie. Even in the context of 2011, it is unbelievably violent and profane.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it has been.
Is that what you mean? You meant it's great, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, it has been the gangster movie to beat for a long time. So, Scarface on Blu-ray from Universal Home Entertainment. We got that for you. Plus, we'll give you a pair of passes to see the movie on the big screen for one night only. That is happening next Wednesday, August 31st. We'll take caller 20 right now to talk to Chip to win that prize at 1-800-520-1067.
Lisa, do your impression for people of the most famous line from that movie. A lot of people might recognize the line but not know what movie it's from.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yay!
That's beautiful. That's really sweet. The jury in the manslaughter case of Michael Jackson's doctor will not be sequestered.
I was so excited to hear that, although I guess I'm not really eligible to be on the jury anyway, but I still always hope.
You hoped you would be on the Michael Jackson?
I want to be on any jury, but especially something like that would be so much fun to be on.
Yesterday, Superior Court Judge Michael Pastor refused the request from the defense. The defense was saying there's going to be too much coverage, too much negativity like there hasn't been already.
Done.
Right. And so they need to be sequestered for however long the trial goes on.
Right.
And the judge said, no. He said, quote, jurors want to do the right thing, and that it would be cruel to lock them up for the duration of the trial, especially in these tough economic times.
And it could be a really long trial.
I can see both sides of this. I can see why the judge feels like he'll get better jurors if they're not sequestered and going crazy, especially in a lengthy trial. But I can also understand how the defense would say, look, it's going to be impossible for them to miss coverage, especially in L.A. where the trial is, because you know it's going to be all over TMZ. It's going to be all over Access Hollywood.
But
I mean, they're going to be talking about the trial as it's going on.
But isn't that all that has... I mean, that's all been out there in great depth.
Yeah, that's my feeling,
since
too.
He died.
Except for the fact what's going to be different is you're going to be watching the 6 o'clock news, the local 6 o'clock news, and they're going to say, here's what happened in the Michael Jackson trial today.
Right.
Here's what went on in the courtroom. But they're going to have a spin on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
I can see why you want to keep them sequestered. I really do. I want to be on a jury. I do not want to be sequestered. But it's going to be interesting
to see. Seems like you would love both.
You're sequestered now.
Yeah. Self-sequestering.
Jim Carrey is in the news for kind of an odd reason today. What do you guys think of where Jim Carrey's at these days? He's not making any movies for me anymore. It's all like little kid movies now.
He's scary. He's a scary word to be in movies. When you say Jim Carrey's in, I go, I don't know.
I know.
It better be really good.
He is also, I mean, he seems like he's gotten just weird a little bit, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a normal person anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he's never been normal.
He went on his website and posted a video on Thursday about his love for actress Emma Stone. Now, look, we all love Emma Stone. She's the AZA chick. She's appearing in Spider-Man coming up. He did this whole video thing about how much he loves her. And when people started asking about it, he said it was a comedy routine. But he said everything in the video is true. So let's listen to a little of Jim, just randomly out of the blue. There's no indication that he met her, or they know each other, or they're working together, or anything like that. He's just a huge fan of her, and here's how he wanted to let her know.
Emma, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're all the way beautiful. And if I were a lot younger, I would marry you. And the sex. And every day, you would thank God that I was the appropriate age for you. God, I'm not. I'm 49. I have lines on my face, sometimes a little gray in my beard, and it takes me a lot longer to pee than it used to. I wish you love and contentment. That's all.
That's now, a comedy skit?
If you're Emma Stone, Lisa, you're 22-year-old Emma Stone, you may be flattered that Jim Carrey is a fan, but are you wigged out at this point? Is he turning into Creepy Bean, or what's going on here?
I think that... if there's anything serious about it, he's acknowledging his age and still saying, but what do you think? Maybe? And yeah, that's creepy.
You think he's actually kind of putting it out there?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
because look, if you're a celebrity or you're a regular person, you see people on TV and you go, "I'm so hot for them. I would love to be with them." And Jim Carrey may have a little thing in the back of his mind that goes, "Well, I am Jim Carrey. I might have a chance,
even though I am older, and I'm going to announce that up front."
Right.
Right.
But still.
So is this his no game game? Is that what he's doing?
That's what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, look.
He's probably got it right now.
How long did he date Jenny McCarthy? She was a freaking Playmate of the Year. And he managed to get her, and they were together for a long time, right? Yeah. So maybe he's got, I don't know. It's just, it was kind of odd. I mean, the video has become so popular, it has crashed his website several times.
Oh,
but
my
it is up now and available for you.
That is weird. You know the show The Talk, which I guess is the answer to The View? Neither show, which I watch.
There was no question that needed an answer on The View.
They're both terrible shows.
But The View is a show that's been on forever and is very, very popular. The Talk is their attempt at some cheap daytime talk programming to compete with The View. And as far as I know, nobody's watching.
So The Talk, though, has Sarah Gilbert and Julie Chen. And then there's two other people, Holly Robinson, Pete, and Leah Remini, I think, that aren't getting their contracts renewed, so they're looking for replacements. So just to make sure that I will never watch it, I mean, just to really drive the nail in that one, it looks like they may have hired Kris Jenner, who is Kim Kardashian's mother.
No.
Wow, is she a bag of hot air?
For that show.
Boy, is she a steaming pile of nothing.
Can you imagine? And, and she'll dominate every conversation. She won't let other people talk.
Yeah,
This is a death knell for a show that's already dead to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Speaking of television, this Sunday night, MTV Video Music Awards are happening live from the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles. As we talked about earlier in the week, they still have not announced a host. So at this point, it seems unlikely that there's going to be one. Seems like they're going to be rotating people on the stage, moving the action along, maybe use some voiceovers or not. Still a surprise to me since the Chelsea Handler episode where she hosted last year was so popular. Here's the schedule, by the way, if you're making your plans. First of all, Selena Gomez is going to be hosting the VMA pre-show. Cobra Starship is going to be the musical act doing their new song, You Make Me Feel, during the pre-show. Jersey Shore is going to be the lead-in to the VMA pre-show. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. And then the pre-show at 8, and then the VMAs from 9 till 11. By the way, we're going to play some audio from the Jersey Shore that was on last night, coming up a little bit later on. It was the start of the fight between The Situation and Ronnie, the one that actually made international headlines when they had to call the ambulance to show up to take The Situation to the hospital.
Sweet.
So they started that fight last night. They'll be finishing that fight for us on the episode that airs Sunday night right in front of the VMAs. So if you, like millions of Americans, me included, have dreamt of the day you could see The Situation get a beatdown.
Yeah.
Apparently you're going to be happy.
This is the time. Speaking of Sunday night TV, I just wanted to put a plug in for something that I normally wouldn't. And that is, maybe set your DVR for Nat Geo.
Yes.
Is doing a special where President Bush, they're starting the week of 9/11 coverage. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a special where President Bush talks about his day. That day. It's not political. There's not anyone on there refuting. It's not anything to do with which side you're on. It's just, what was his day like? And it's fascinating. I've watched it.
Oh,
I got
you
an
saw
advanced
it already.
Copy of it. Yeah. Cool. And it's like, here's what I was thinking. And then I went in the plane. I was really frustrated by the communication system, for example, not working. He couldn't get a hold of people.
Wow.
I thought the president could get a hold of anybody.
That does seem kind of
bad. Isn't that the plan?
Maybe they need to change their frequency.
Do they run that like we run this radio station? What's happening? He's like, I couldn't get a hold of the Situation Room. I was so frustrated.
That is really scary.
And then they flew him around, and he basically tells the story of his day on 9/11. And when he went to the site, he didn't know what he was going to say. And the whole thing it's pretty fascinating.
Okay.
I mean, it's not better than other TV that's on, but you should maybe tape it and watch some of it.
I suspect we're going to have a lot of 9/11 shows over the next couple of weeks, right?
Well, especially with Nat Geo, I guess they're kicking off a week of. So
right. And let's close with this. This one's just for you, Kevin. I know Ghostbusters is one of your favorite movies of all time, and it's one of the most popular comedies of all time. Of course, there was a Ghostbusters 2.
I think
had mixed reaction. People liked it, but not nearly as much as the first. And for years, we've been asking if there will ever be a Ghostbusters 3. And I thought a while ago that everybody had signed on for it, that everybody was interested in it, and they were just waiting for a script.
I did, too.
Dan Aykroyd was on the Dennis Miller radio show yesterday, and he said, yes, we will be doing the movie, hopefully with Bill Murray. That is our hope. So if he's not in it, if there's no Bill Murray, doesn't that decrease your appetite for Ghostbusters 3 by about half?
Yes.
Probably by all.
Really?
Yeah, I would think so.
Dan Aykroyd said, we get to hand the equipment and the franchise down to some new blood in the new movie. My character Ray is now blind in one eye and can't drive the Cadillac. He's got a bad knee and he can't pick up his pack. Harold Ramis' character, Egon, is too large to get into the harness. So I don't know if he's just joking around, but it is sounding like the saddest group of Ghostbusters you ever want to see.
Well, so. Bill Murray is notorious for not having people.
Right.
Right.
Not having a phone. I mean, you can't get Bill Murray. It's like the A-Team. Unless you can track him down, you can't get an answer from him.
He may be really excited and 100% in to do this movie, but he just doesn't tell anybody. You wait until the movie starts filming, and then he either shows up or he doesn't. That's how it works with Bill Murray. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. How about Macaulay Culkin, by the way, who, A, was one of the biggest child stars in the world with the Home Alone franchise, one of the richest guys you can ever imagine. You didn't hear from him for decades. And then remember last year when we found out that he had been dating Rachel Bilson for like 7 years?
Yep.
Way to keep it private. Crazy. Macaulay Culkin is 31 years old today. Actor Chris Burke from Life Goes On, who I think of every time I look at Beer Mug, is 45 years old today. Captain Kirk from the Star Trek franchise, the great Chris Pine, turns 31 today. Our friend Adrian Young from No Doubt is 42. Happy birthday, Adrian, if you're out there heading toward the golf course today. Actress Melissa McCarthy is 41 years old today. And how about this? You don't remember the name Ola Ray. She's a former actress and playmate. You've seen her many, many times because she co-starred in the biggest music video of all time. She was the girl that was with Michael Jackson in the Thriller video.
Oh, that remember he was how pretty she was? In circles or whatever, yeah.
Yep. Ola Ray. So that was clearly the launching pad for a superstar career for Miss Ola Ray, who turns 51 today, and that is the showbiz beat. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever, right. Listen.
We don't have time for this. Stop it.
Hear my whole thing. Right. Why do you hate America, first of all? Why do you hate Jesus? Why do you hate puppies? Why do you hate Santa? Why do you hate love? Why do you hate God?
What is telling you that I hate any of those things?
Because you are not a winner. Because you had a decision. You were in charge of a decision yesterday that could have made the sun shine a little brighter today, that could have made the world a better place to live in, that could have cured cancer and saved little kids who will now die because you made the, because you are the way that you are. I want to know why.
Are you positive that's not an exaggeration?
It sounds about right. All right, let me just tell you my part of the story, what little I know of the story, and then maybe you can kind of fill in the blanks and help me understand what went wrong.
Right.
And I see you got some backup stormtroopers in here, producer Alex and Dave, I see, have joined you in the studio.
They were in the meeting yesterday.
Yep.
All right.
So, some input.
So here's what happened. So I'm down visiting y'all in Los Angeles because we had an event to do, and I had to go see T-Swizzle. So the Taylor Swift concert. So I'm getting ready to leave the radio station yesterday to head toward the airport. Now, yesterday was Kevin Bean intern interview day, which is an event that happens a couple of times a year where we start lining up interns for the new school semesters. And we're very grateful for the intern program because, honestly, it's very difficult to do the show without the interns. They're extraordinarily helpful for us. And we've met some great people. And we've had interns who have gone on to become part of the family, like Chip, for instance, who works with us now. Thank God we had her as an intern, right?
Yes,
right.
Correct.
So yesterday was intern day. And, Kevin, I guess you were doing the interviews, as you do, to decide who's going to be the next round of interns. So I walk out in the lobby, suitcase in hand, getting ready to head to the car to go to the airport. And there's a woman out there who's not only hot for an intern, she's not only hot for a human, yeah. She's one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. And she's
easy.
In our lobby. Okay?
So hot.
Look. Easy. So hot. Thank you, Beer Mug. You saw her, too.
Unfortunately, I couldn't be a part of the interviews yesterday. I was on the way to the Del Taco sticker hit, but I saw her for a split second. She was unbelievably
okay.
hot.
All right. Take it easy,
calm
people.
Yourselves.
So I walk into the lobby, and there's Minka Kelly sitting there waiting for an interview.
Yeah,
and
right.
I go, and I in my you know brain starts to melt a little bit, and I go, oh my God, this woman is not only here in the same physical space with me right now, but she wants to work on the show. This is unbelievable. So I walk up to her, and with a trembling hand, I say, "Hi, I'm Bean," and she says, "Hi, I'm Rachel."
It right there,
this poor
she
girl.
Says, "Hi, I'm Rachel," and she said, "I say, are you here for Kevin and Bean?" And she says, "Yes, I am." And in my mind, I'm thinking, "Hired. Go ahead and go back out to the car. We'll call you and tell you when you start."
There's no question in your mind.
No question in my mind, because look, I know what we're looking for with the interns, all right? So the only other thing I said to her is, hey, be sure when you meet Kevin, be sure to tell him that you heard he was a dick. Did she at least do that, by
the
way?
She did do that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, because I did pass that advice because I thought you would think that was funny.
Yeah, so that was funny.
So I leave and I head to the airport. I've never been happier in my life. I'm thinking the world is so great right now. The first thing I do, Dave, when I get to the airport, what do? I text you.
and
I go, when does Rachel start? Remember?
Yeah, it's if you don't hire, you're fired.
That's right. What I said to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dave texts me back, we didn't go with her.
Well,
and I can't get my head around how, okay. Like, what could have happened from the time where I saw her
reality
to the time
happened.
Where I'm getting the message that says we didn't hire her? Like, I can't even understand how that happened. This is like when the right. World Trade Centers fell, you went, yeah. I can't picture how that could be possible in the world.
That's why you're not on the interviews with Kevin. Kevin's bad enough because Kevin how votes for
you?
Comedy. But we had a lovely group of applicants yesterday.
Did you see Rachel? Did you see her?
I saw all the women that applied.
There but did you see her, ladies. Though?
I saw all the cute women yes. that applied. And we don't just pick interns on their looks. First of all, you don't have a say on their looks because you don't see anybody.
Yeah.
But I saw her yesterday.
Well, you were Creeper, Von Creeper in the lobby.
I wasn't creepy at all.
Yes, you were.
Hi, how's
I'm
it going?
Surprised she didn't just walk out.
I'd take one look at you and be like, Bean? No, okay. We interviewed all of them. They were all lovely and nice. We went with people that had different skill sets that might actually be useful here at the station. People that could help Omar out, help me
out.
Are
any of them skill sets as good as hers at being hot? She was so good at being hot.
Listen, Island Boy, you don't have to work with them.
She was
so we pick what we need, and that's it.
This is the constant battle because they, Alex and Dave, work with the interns every single day. We have limited interaction with them. They'll come into the studio, get some stuff or whatever, but we don't talk to them a lot. So these guys really do care who we pick.
Yes.
And I usually go with comedy, but that's been outlawed now by our company. Our company is like demanding like a grade point average.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What?
You have
at least, it's all serious now.
You have to at least have a 3.0.
You have to have a 4.5 to be an intern.
3.0 or higher, you have to be able to get college credit.
I didn't have a 3.0.
To go get food?
Yes.
Come on.
It's like repo games. You have to meet a bare minimum.
It's not like they're lined up out the door and around the block either.
They were lined up in the lobby, but then Bean introduces himself and they all run away. Is what happens.
Excuse me, I didn't creep her out. All I did was welcome her, and in my mind, I thought hired her on the spot. I mean, she was already hired. She had already been working for us by the time I got to the airport. But Kevin, why didn't how hot she was overrule any of these other little concerns that you're talking about? Why didn't this thought process happen? Because this is the Kevin that I know. This is the man that became my friend. You would think. She's kind of boring, or she's kind of dull, or she doesn't have any interest in this, or she doesn't really listen to our station. Whatever. All of those things you would have thought as a negative, and then you would have said, but seriously, look at her. How sweet would it be to have this woman in our studios 1, 2, 3 days a week?
Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to drive you even more crazy. You're not going to be able to get your head around this even more than the other. Is that she was every bit as qualified as the people we picked.
It was really close.
And
she wasn't bad.
She would have been a fine intern.
Well, she would have been totally fine. We just had some other people that were a little more qualified. And her personality was a little more quiet
relaxed.
And mellow. Yeah.
No, I was fine with her personality. That was good. Yeah.
Why doesn't she? Look, I thought sexism was rampant in America. I thought this was a problem in the world. I thought this was a problem in the world that hot chicks get jobs they're not qualified for because of how hot they are. When did that stop?
Look, this isn't Miss Double December, okay? This is actually someone that needs to do work for us. So we need someone who's more than just a pretty face.
And by the way, she was more than talented.
Yeah.
And the other ones aren't ugly.
No.
You know
not
what I mean?
All,
like,
right.
Not that that matters, but...
Right. It doesn't matter.
What kind of brainwashing is going on here? Seriously, I don't even know you people anymore. Why is Beer Mug the only one who's got any goddamn common sense anymore?
I also think, you're on the island a little too long. She was not Minka Kelly. She's an...
Dave, what did you think?
Intern-wise, she was a 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, she would intern hot now.
Like
she would be in the conversation for the hottest intern we've ever had.
Well,
she really would.
She wouldn't be because she's not an intern.
So, oh, Dave, why'd you hurt me like that?
So we didn't. But she would have been. She was very close.
She would have been fine.
Rachel and I are going to go off and do our own show. How do you like that? How about that? The two of us will be over here being in love.
You let us know when that happens so that you can burn us, all right?
I'm Bean. This is my show. You want to try and be an intern? I'll give you an interview.
It wasn't like... Ralph Garman taking a couple of days off here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're always excited when it falls on a Friday because our friend Russ Leatherman is on the ready. He is Mr. Movie Phone, and he joins us this week. Hey, Russ, how are you, buddy?
Well, you know, I'm not always on the ready, and here's why. So, take it a little easy with me today. I'm a little sensitive that last time Ralph was out,
yeah,
I got canned, pardon the pun, by a topless movie reviewer.
Oh, yeah. We made the right choice in that case, though. Come on.
I'll tell you this. Had I known that was the criteria for the job,
right,
I would go topless,
uh-huh,
and I'm pretty sure my boobs are almost as big.
I don't know. We enjoyed having her in very much, I have to tell you. Mr. Movie Phone, before we talk about what's new in theaters this week, I want to give you a compliment. I have been spending more and more time on the website moviephone.com, which is Movie Phone with an F, by the way. You guys are really doing a great job with your interviews that you're doing, the videos that you're putting up, the links, of course, the trailers, all the box office stuff. I even watched some of your live stream the other night from that Scarface event with Al Pacino and everybody. I mean, really, the site is looking terrific, dude.
No, that's awesome. Thank you very much. We got a brand new editor, and like you say, we've put some work into it. So check that out.
If you're a movie fan, you want to check it out. And of course, Mr. Movie Phone's 6-second reviews. If you're really, really cramped for time, that's where you can find those too.
And he does those topless.
All right,
topless with a webcam.
Right. Let's start with Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. And I wanted to ask you, Mr. Movie Phone, because I thought about this last week when Fright Night hit theaters.
Yeah.
Is the Halloween movie season becoming so popular that now they're stacked up this far ahead of the holiday, where now we're seeing these movies that they used to wait to October for, they're coming out in August?
Well, it's very weird, right? Because August is typically the studio dumping ground.
Right.
I mean, these are movies that have been sitting around for a while. The studio says, hey, we got to get them out before summer's over. And this is kind of an interesting movie, actually. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Now, it's from producer-writer Guillermo del Toro.
Love it.
Pan's Labyrinth. You guys know his work. In this movie, you got a young girl moves into this mansion, this creepy old mansion with her father and his girlfriend. And so she's exploring the new house, and she hears voices in the basement. Now, even though I was yelling, Don't go into the basement!
Yeah, if I hear noises in the basement, I'm not going.
No, you hear little voices, don't go! She does it anyway, and bad crap starts to happen. Let's listen to a clip from Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Want me to teach you how to be a killer?
Who are you?
Not on service.
It's 22 murders in the last 4 years.
I'm doing this my way.
Why?
You know why.
Going after us. She's just a girl. Take care of it.
I was 9 when my parents were killed.
This is, this is Columbiana. Does anyone care?
Until you feel what I felt.
This is a clip from Columbiana.
Nice job there, Bear Mug. Thank you very much for that.
Does anyone care that this is a
All right,
clip?
You can kill that. We don't have
nobody
to listen
cares.
To the rest of that.
Nobody really cares because nobody could understand what was happening anyway.
That was a terrible clip anyway, even for Columbiana.
Yeah, it sometimes doesn't translate on radio. Here's the interesting thing about these little goblins or gremlin things that are in the basement. They like to eat children's teeth. Okay, and then they leave a little silver coin. So what does that mean? Also, the weird thing about them is they're like 7 inches tall. They've got like these big weird heads, some sharp teeth, these like spines that stick out. Reminded me of Lisa's new dog.
Oh, Mr.
That
Movie
ugly?
Saying, the thing that really, first of all, I like the style of the movie. It looks like Guillermo del Toro's stuff. It's creepy. It's more subtle than it is jump out of your seat. The only thing that really bugged me was that these little gremlin goblin tooth fairy things, they talk, right? And you hear them like, come to the basement. We have candy in the basement. Foosball, come on. It's like, why are you talking?
Did they say foosball?
That was weird.
Let me ask you one more question, then we'll move on to actually talking about Columbia, and that is Katie Holmes such a tabloid celebrity now that it is difficult to look at her as a character on a movie screen anymore?
Well, you know, I was watching her and just thinking to myself, she didn't ruin it.
Okay, well, I don't think she's a bad actress. It's just there's so much baggage now because of her life. All right, let's move on to the beautiful Zoe Saldana, who we had on the show recently talking about Columbiana. This looks like it's good, Mr. Movie Phone.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. She puts the ass in Assassin.
Mr. Movie Phone's on fire today.
That delivery was odd.
This is Zoe Saldana, who we all love for many reasons. She plays a woman in Columbiana who, when she was 9 years old, watched as her family was murdered in front of her. Right? And now revenge is her only motivation. She becomes a professional killer, begins taking out everyone responsible. And do we want to listen to a clip or did we already hear it?
No, we've heard it.
Okay. This movie is about as subtle as a sledgehammer. Right.
Excellent.
Excellent. That's exactly right.
That's what I want.
It's a lot more entertaining than it probably deserves to be because it's so over the top, but it's action-packed. Zoe Saldana is a sexy butt-kicking assassin, and frankly, I just don't think we have enough of those.
I agree. I'm with you on that 100%.
So I like it. I'm in. It's worth checking out.
Fantastic.
And finally, our idiot brother with an all-star comedy cast. We talked to Adam Scott a couple days ago. The great Paul Rudd is in it, and some of the hottest, funniest chicks in movies, Elizabeth Banks, Zooey Deschanel, Emily Mortimer, Rashida Jones. How can this one be anything but great, Mr. Movie?
Yeah, no, it's true. You got a great cast, and Paul Rudd plays this sort of laid-back hippie farmer. Seems to step in you-know-what wherever he goes. His girlfriend dumps him, throws him off the farm. He shacks up with each of his sisters and kind of proceeds to wreak havoc on their lives. Here's a clip from our idiot brother.
I won most cooperative inmate 4 months running.
Well, I got to get back to work on the tumyun.
What?
It's a cross-pollination between a tomato and onion. Think of the time it'll save when you're making spaghetti sauce.
What's wrong with my sister?
She's pretty, but she's bossy.
Tell me exactly what he said.
He said that your personality gets in the way of your looks. Your very good looks.
Dude, do you have Tourette's?
Our idiot brother just ruined my freaking life.
If I could love something, as much as Ned loves everything, you wouldn't be such a bitch. And you wouldn't be such a slut.
Yes.
Nice.
All right.
You know what? This is not the big, broad knee slapper the title suggests.
Right.
Right? Like, this isn't an Apatow, watch Steve Carell get hair ripped off his chest kind of movie.
Right. Yeah.
It is a smaller, kind of more lighthearted indie comedy that, thanks to Paul Rudd and the rest of the cast, I think keeps you smiling. Right there, you don't laugh out loud a bunch. You just get, you know, several yuckles out of the movie.
Yuckles? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
You get a few of those. So I liked it. Again, it's not a big, broad comedy. It's smaller, little indie comedy, but I liked it a lot. So we're in for our idiot brother.
There you go.
Excellent.
Just like last weekend, this is one of those weekends where it seems like there's something for many different movie tastes. And, of course, a lot of movies came out last weekend that you might not have gone to see, too. So you do have a lot of options at the Cineplex this time around.
You do. And, Bean, where would you find those?
Mr. Movie Phone, of course, it's moviephone.com.
Well, that was a little slow, Bean.
Thanks for joining us, Russ. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, bye. Bye-bye.
So last night was Jersey Shore, and we're unable to get a hold of Laquisha, so we have to take a look at it because it was fantastic. And Ronnie and Sammy are back together now. Now, do you guys remember Ronnie and Sammy?
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't watch, this is two people who love each other and then end up screaming and breaking up, and then love and then break up, screaming, and then love and then scream, and then love and then scream. And that was all last season. So
right.
Now, at the beginning of this episode, they're back together and they're very happy and they love each other.
I'm like completely head over heels in love with Ron just by the way he's just changed.
Thank you so much.
Oh, lovebirds.
I get dressed.
I like you these days.
Because I'm hungry.
Do you want me to wear one of your dresses or no?
Wear whatever you want.
So they're happy and they're getting along, but you
I'm
know
just,
it's not going to last.
I'm just happy for them that the drama is finally out of their lives, and now it's just smooth sailing. For once, if there's any fighting and yelling going on in the house, it's not going to be them because they've worked through their problems,
exactly.
Kevin. They're good.
Exactly. So Ronnie goes out and buys her a bunch of clothes and stuff. She's very happy, takes her out to dinner. They have this conversation.
We forgot what it was like to have fun, and I'm just really focusing on that. We're going to get it on tonight.
Winning.
Ew. Ew. I just don't do that.
Okay, now, I'd like to tell you what was said because it was hard to hear. She said, are we going to get it on tonight? He said, winning.
Nice. Oh, well, in their defense, they did film this a long time ago.
And one of the girls, Sammy, from the Jersey Shore says, ew, don't do that. So if Jersey Shore is down on it, I mean, isn't that the nail in the coffin?
You bet.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No done. One is it's allowed done. To use winning anymore, ever.
Absolutely.
Because Jersey Shore won't do it. So they go to a nightclub, and this is where usually the show turns positive, because they always have a great time at the nightclub. They have a lot of fun. And Ronnie's kind of dancing by himself, and then things go a little south.
I guess Sam thought she was trying to dance with me. Sam gets mad.
I'm the type of person where, like, if something's bothering me, I can't just seem to let it go. I have to try and fix it at the time, especially when I'm drunk.
I'm like, it bothers me.
You see me go like this on a table?
And a blonde girl before that.
She got mad at me tonight for some bull. And at this point, I was like, I can't deal with this anymore.
I was like, what? Drama between those two? This is the same day, by the way. This is the same day.
Oh. Yeah, this is like an hour after they were at dinner talking about how awesome it was that they were finally back together and happy. You saw it, Kevin.
Yeah.
And who knows what really went on with the editing. But it looked like he was out there dancing with a bunch of people. He wasn't like slow dancing with a chick or groping on a chick or kissing on a chick or something like that. They were just kind of dancing.
It looked to me like he was dancing by himself.
Yeah, and there were chicks dancing kind of around him, and she just flips out at that, and you're thinking, uh-oh, here it goes, fireworks.
So the situation apparently has told Sammy that Ronnie has been bragging about how he could get five different girls to come back to the house, blah, 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 and that makes Sammy feel great.
Mike told me the lads of lunch, and he points his mouth. Well, Ron said he's bringing home five girls. He's got girls on his bike.
I didn't want to say anything because he was drunk. Ronnie was like, I got like five girls coming to the house right now. And I was like, you know.
You know what I did? I brushed off my shoulders because I don't give a.
All right, good.
By the way, trying to decipher what's said on the Jersey Shore with all the beeps for the swear words it's like listening to an Eminem song on the radio. You can barely keep up with it.
So Ronnie has a little problem with the situation now because the situation said that he was going to bring home five girls. And
yeah, he's not helping.
No.
At this point, I'm done with Mike.
Wants to play both sides.
So now it's time for me to put him in his place. Now about to go down. I'm going to him up. Now you want to be a bitch? I'm like, bro, like, I have girls like on the way if I want to.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Because now I'm going to flip the gap.
Yeah!
Now, Ronnie looks like he's totally roided up, and he is as mad as a human can get. I mean, he's coming out of his skin. He's so angry. He's taking the situation stuff and just throwing it out into the living room, just dragging everything out in the living room and heading in basically to break down the sitch's door and give him a beatdown. I mean, you've rarely seen a guy on television as mad as Ronnie is at this point.
But this is getting sweet because everybody wants to see the situation punched in the face.
Yeah,
right?
You bet.
Come on now. That's been coming for a long time. So Sammy goes and asks him, you know, did you tell me that?
Go tell him what the f*** told me. Go tell him what you... I'm going to f*** him up if you don't tell him. Tell him.
And I spoke
everyone,
to him in a year.
Yeah, tell him what the f*** you told me. Tell him what the f*** you told me.
After the day, you're like, Ron said he brought home five girls. He's got girls coming over. Don't lie.
Wait, what happened?
You're like, Ron said he's going to bring home girls tonight. Remember you said that?
I didn't want to say anything because he was drunk.
Ronnie, because I got like five girls coming to the house right now.
Remember you said that?
No.
No. No, you know what? I don't remember that.
They show the clip of him saying it, but of course he was drunk at the time, and he talks all the time, so he probably doesn't remember. I don't think, and by the way, not that I'm defending the situation, I don't think his intent was to screw things up with Ronnie and Sammy.
Oh,
I think
please.
He was just talking because they talk.
No way. You don't say that to the girlfriend of a dude if you're not trying to
get some stuff going.
Yes.
But maybe he's just doing it for the
show. That's not just random conversation.
But who knows at that point if Sammy and Robbie were even still together? You know what I mean? I mean, there's no way to put that in context. I don't think his intention was to make it worse than it already was. I really don't.
But Ronnie has gotten control of his anger, so that's good that he's able to show here how to resolve problems without yelling.
Now you can... Take your the out, bro.
I don't get involved in your relationship, Ron. Please,
stop.
Please don't be rational right now, dude. Ron.
Yo, I don't get involved in your relationship.
Don't get loud with that.
I don't get involved in your relationship. I'm sick of this. Serious? I'm staying away all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to hit me? You want to hit me? You want to hit me, tough guy? You want to do it? You want to do it?
What a sweet family show this is.
He's like Michael Lowen on steroids.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's like. He's just that rage where he can no longer think or behave rationally at all, with his eyes are bugging out and the veins in his neck. By the way, as you're listening to that clip, the number one show on television.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what we didn't tell you, Lisa? And right. Kevin, I don't know if you picked this up in the episode. This is happening at about 5 a.m. Is what time all of this is going down.
Yeah.
When they've just gotten back from the clubs and the situation, you know, Vinny brought those two girls back and they were trying to get it going with them and then they left and the situation called somebody else at 4:30 in the morning to come over. So he's just chilling, waiting to have sex. And then Ronnie comes busted in for this beatdown and they show the clips for next week's show, which is actually going to be Sunday night. It's going to air ahead of the VMAs.
First of all, they didn't show the fight.
Right.
Oh, those
right.
Bastards.
That's they didn't how show it the fight. Ended. Him screaming, them getting ready to fight.
Damn
and then
it.
They cut.
And then they cut to the clips, which is the ambulance showing up at the house and all the girls crying and they can't believe it's happening. And, of course, we heard about it at the time when it happened, but we don't know how serious the injuries were. But, I mean, that's a pretty good tease to tune in on Sunday night to see how that fight's resolved.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
God.
It's hard to root for anyone on that show, but just for all any of them to get hurt would be good.
I'm with you.
One of our favorite comedians, Doug Benson, of course, we had him on April Foolishness earlier this year, is in studio with us next after the top of the hour. He's got a brand new album coming out on Tuesday. So funny, and a great podcast on iTunes. So we'll catch up with Doug on the way. Right now, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat, producer Alex, what's going on?
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody.
Thank you.
Are we done yet? Can we go now?
Not quite.
If you go fast.
John Bogart.
There we go. Does everybody get their thumbs ready? Get your
thumbs
ready.
Thumbs ready. Are
Call
we having a texting
time.
War? Oh, okay.
You have to stretch out your hands,
all right,
man.
I got you.
Got to do your stretches first. I have a pair of tickets to Call of Duty XP. It is September 2nd and 3rd at Playa Vista. It's the first ever Call of Duty fan experience event. This is pretty cool. It'll be the first public reveal of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That game is coming out in November. You'll get a copy of the game. I don't know, Kanye West will be performing, Dropkick Murphys will be there, and you can also enter to win $1 million in a Call of Duty tournament.
Wow.
So everyone who's ever made fun of you for playing too many video games, why don't you enter this tournament, and then you can come home with a big, fat check.
Well, one of you will come home with a big, fat check.
Well, yeah, one of
you. The rest
of you
will still be losers.
Yeah. Losers just saw Kanye and
right,
got
good.
The game early,
yeah,
which is
true.
Cool. I'm going to hook up caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067. Do you know that the whole Call of Duty series has sold over 60 million copies with almost $4 billion in revenue? That's
Jeez.
With a B.
That's crazy.
B.
Wow.
Activision should just cut a check to the U.S. government. They could just, you know, make a lot of this go away.
The government should get into the game
Video
business.
Games.
There you go.
Yeah. Call of Duty Obama. Be awesome. I'm just saying. That'd be cool. All right, guys. Breaking news. Minka Kelly.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Single.
Wow.
Back
was she
on the
dating?
Market. She was with Jeter.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
A long time. And they just
long
broke
time.
Up, which is awkward because she was just hanging out with his family when he was doing his 3,000th hit.
Ooh.
Not only a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, Minka Kelly's back on the market. Good luck, guys.
I'd say we have a pretty good shot.
You still have zero chance, but now there's still a chance. So there
now, Alex, I know that he's a New York Yankee. I get that, and I get that he's rich and he's not a bad-looking guy. But has there ever been a professional baseball player who has pulled hotter chicks than Derek Jeter?
No, I don't.
He's dated all of them, right? Wasn't he with Jessica Alba? I mean, he's with, like, everyone you could think of. Fair. He had them all.
Well, and I also think, probably next to Babe Ruth, there was probably nobody who could pull the crap he does and get the chicks he does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I think once you get a couple of really hot chicks, the mm-hmm. rest of them think, he's got something,
he's got something going on.
Because
right. he got them.
Yeah, it's kind of, he gets the pass.
Well, yeah, and he gets a pass because he's a pro athlete, and
there's
he's in
that.
New York, and he's got $1 billion. And,
no,
oh,
that
yeah.
helps.
He's not a bad-looking guy.
There's that.
You know,
Derek Jeter came up to the plate yesterday. You know, yesterday the Yankees had 3 grand slams in the same game. First time it's ever happened in the history of baseball. Derek Jeter came up to the plate 3 times with the bases loaded and was only able to drive in 1 run in all 3
his
of those
heart
times.
Is crazy. Exactly.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just too sad over Minka.
He just sees Minka on every single base. He doesn't know what to do. All right, Ashley Simpson and I have something in common.
That's hard to believe.
Which makes me nervous, but apparently she and I have drunk dialed our exes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Which is, I don't recommend this, people, but as you know, Ashley Simpson was married to Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy, and they recently separated, but apparently sources tell Us Weekly that Jessica Simpson's baby sister recently placed an inebriated call to Pete Wentz. Now they share a son together. Ashley was telling Pete how much she misses him and she wants him back and she's desperately trying to get back together. And then a friend of Pete Wentz's also tells us that Simpson is desperate to win him back. She's even, you know, tried to recruit her sister Jessica to, like, call him.
What?
It's not good. Don't stop it, people.
What?
Stop drunk dialing. Just put the phone away. Go have beers and shots with your girlfriends.
If it's a good idea, it'll still be a good idea when you're sober.
Ugh, this is the worst.
I'm trying to get Jessica.
I don't recommend it because then you know Pete Wentz is listening to it and he goes, hey, guys, listen to this. And he plays it for everybody.
Sure,
I'm sure
happens.
That's what happened to me. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just stop. Don't do it. All right, religious and family groups need to stop watching TV because they ruin it for those of us who enjoy, I don't know, sex and violence.
They let me know what I want to watch, though.
Exactly.
By what they protest.
Well, Have you guys heard of the Florida Family Association?
No.
Of course not. It's probably three dudes and a laptop, but here you go. They are apparently upset at my new favorite show, Pretty Little Liars. I don't know if you guys are aware of this show.
I'm not.
Aware of it.
Fantastic. It's on ABC Family. Okay. New kind of family, don't you know? But Pretty Little Liars is based on a big book series. It's basically about four friends in school, and one of their friends is murdered, and they spend the whole series trying to figure out who did it. It's like Nancy Drew, whatever.
Right.
But one of the girls on the show is a lesbian. Because, you know, there are lesbians in the world. They exist. According to the Florida Family Association.
Well, no. They don't doubt that they exist. They just believe that she chose to be a lesbian.
Right. This is their actual statement. That Pretty Little Liars glamorizes scenes portraying young, pretty women as lesbians.
I'm in now.
It's sending the wrong message.
Lesbianism about to take over our community. I'm talking about young girls.
I hope that's true.
That lesbians can't be young or pretty? They know that lesbians don't just, you know, they're not born at 35. They know that lesbians have to start at some age. So the thing that sucks is, you know, clients are pulling their commercials.
Oh, come on.
General Mills and Remax Realty. Screw you, General Mills.
This is a horrible trend where one person can complain and then these giant companies start pulling their money.
Look, I enjoyed Lucky Charms until this moment, but
you
no more.
Ignore those groups. They're the. You know what? Excuse me. In 2011, those groups are the fringe group now. The mainstream person is the person who goes, so what? They're gay.
And Alex makes such a good point. It's probably two guys and a laptop.
It's two guys and a laptop. And as someone who watches the show, the lesbian character is the straight-A student. She's an athlete trying to get a scholarship.
Well, that's glamorizing it.
All she does is hold hands with a girl, and they did like a peck. They did one kiss. Now, the girls who are straight on the show, they have no problem with them running around and making out with guys in the backseat, whoring out. But the straight-A lesbian student, they have a problem with.
They want her showing the flames of hell licking at her heels.
Exactly. Exactly.
Can't make no connection with a screw and another screw. Huh? Can't make a connection with two screws. What? It takes a screw and a nut.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Seriously.
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
She ruined my girl show. I'm not happy about that. Stop it. All right.
Look. Everybody has complained through history. This is the first time when we're taking them all seriously.
Yeah.
And that's scary because whatever show you like, somebody doesn't. And the companies are going to take them seriously. And then your show's going to get pulled.
I want so bad for General Mills to write back the Florida Family Group and say, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. And that would be the end of it.
Me
I don't know,
too.
Dude. They got Hamburger Helper to sell. They got to get off ABC, apparently. But anyway, it's BS. Watch the show. Metallica and Lou Reed have joined forces. Would you ever have set those two up on a date?
No. No.
No.
Well, not in any way.
They just announced their album title, Lulu. The project will include 10 new compositions. It was inspired by two plays about an abused dancer by a German expressionist.
Ugh.
The plays collectively are known as the Lulu plays, ergo Lulu. Kevin is already out.
Well, it sounds, you know, dark.
Sounds a little heady. It sounds like you have to think and that hurts your head.
And painful.
That's Metallica, though.
Yeah.
Lulu is scheduled to hit stores on November 1st. The tracks we know about are called Junior Dad, Mistress Dread, and Pumping Blood. That sounds exciting, so we'll see what happens. Happy birthday to my girl, Shirley Manson. She's not my girl. I've met her once. I just think she's awesome, and I want more chicks in rock and roll like her.
She is awesome.
To our buddy, Adrian Young from No Doubt. Hope you're enjoying a round of golf. Bridesmaids, Melissa Carthy, Macaulay Culkin, Star Trek hottie Chris Pine, and Kiki Palmer. I am Alex. That is your Showbiz Beat.
My name is Doug Benson, and I'm here to recruit you to smoke weed or not give other people smoke weed. They have a saying in Seattle, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face.
Do you smoke pot?
No.
Asshole.
It says here I was in Vegas recently. It didn't work out so good for me. I lost $500 gambling on prostitution. Marijuana helps me to appreciate the smaller things in life, like my penis.
I've been working on a new orgasm noise.
Oh! Nice, right? What woman wouldn't be proud of herself pulling that reaction out of her man?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man you came to see. Give it up for Mr. Doug Benson.
We are frankly stunned every time the man's able to get himself up on stage and do a complete set of hilarious comedy. I mean, I just don't know where you find the strength and the energy at that rate, Doug. But how are you, man?
I'm good. I recognized half of that material.
It's pretty good stuff, right? You're thinking to yourself, totally that guy's funny. I want to go see him.
Yeah, I was like, I said that? Where was it appropriate to say that? I was driving in listening to you guys and cracking up because you do have quite a great deal of faith in me to be able to say coming up right after the 8 o'clock hour at 7:58 when I wasn't here yet.
Yeah, well, I know. We did.
Well, they must know that I will be here.
You have been a reliable guest. Believe me, there are some comedians we will not promote ahead until we physically see them in the building. But I had every confidence you were going to make it. Listen, a couple times ago when Doug was in, we were talking to him about recording a new comedy album on 420. You did it in San Francisco this year. And you love to record your comedy albums, and the new one is called Potty Mouth, coming out on Tuesday, on 420. How come? Why is that crowd so great for you, Doug?
Just because, you know, it's the so-called stoner holiday. I mean, people don't really get, you know, off work or anything like that, but they still, you know, the people that are seriously hardcore into smoking pot pretty much spend the whole day.
Yeah, and they don't have jobs anyway.
Yeah, probably. Or they've got, you know, they've got the perfect job.
Right.
You know, which is, there's a lot of jobs where you could get away with it probably. So 420 is just a good, I know I'm going to be able to, like, you know, even if it's on this year it was on a Wednesday, and I knew I could fill, you know, a comedy club twice in one night to,
right,
you know, effectively make, you know, because you want to have two stabs at it so you can pick and choose which parts to put on the album.
And they're just in the mood for that kind of comedy that day. It's like on New Year's Eve, anything goes because, hey, it's New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, and I don't necessarily have to. I mean, there's plenty of pot jokes on Potty Mouth, but I don't have to tell pot jokes necessarily. It's more like just a mood or an attitude, you know? Like
right,
they,
right,
they
right.
just know it's going to be goofy and weird, you know?
Because you're super high.
Well, I'm a professional, and right. So now that it's out there, I pretty much have to show up, you know, I have to pregame.
Of
all right, speaking of being super high,
and reboot in between shows.
Right. I have to ask, I do follow you on the Twitter from time to time, and was it a super high situation that you got the date wrong or something, where you ended up going to Disneyland by yourself recently? Because that doesn't seem like the type of thing most people do on purpose.
Well, you know, I have the season pass,
right,
and so it's you know, it's fairly easy for me to go, and yet I've been on the road so much lately that, you know, having enough of a day to go down there and enjoy myself is hard to fit into my schedule. So I picked this one day and one friend that was going to go with me, because I don't like going with a bunch of people. You know, that's a nightmare.
That's crazy, too.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So you go with one person, somebody, you know, preferably that's quite docile and just will stand in the long lines with you and not complain. And I thought I had that person, but then she had to, you know, something came up and she had to cancel at the last minute. So I ended up going by myself, but I tweeted about being there by myself, and some guy's like, hey, I'm staying over at California's Great Adventure. Do you want 8 front of line passes for
what?
For Disneyland? Because he was with somebody that was disabled, so they got to the front of the lines anyway, even though they had these special
right.
passes, so they never actually used them.
Sweet.
So he gave them to me, and thanks to that, without waiting in long lines, I was able to go on like 3 of my favorite rides and Star Tours 5 times.
Oh my God. Now, do you look like or feel like an a-hole celebrity when you walk past all those people in line in the sweltering heat to go first?
No, because, you know, they've got that whole fast pass thing there where you normally, with the fast pass, you like you go by and you pick one up, and then you can go on the ride like 3 hours later and you'll get a shorter version of the line. But so this was just you get to go automatically go in the fast pass without even checking in first.
You can't feel people's eyes burning through you as you walk past them?
No,
they hated you, Doug. They hated you.
They give those passes to people that you know that stay at their fancy hotels and stuff, so
right.
So the, you know, it wasn't,
so you're not the only one.
Yeah,
it
and
does,
it's still like a 15-minute wait even when you have a fast pass, you know.
Does it seem to, I don't know, and you guys are always saying I'm creepy, and I don't think I am, so maybe there's
you
nothing
are.
To this, but there's something about a guy, an adult Doug's age, being at Disneyland by himself that just strikes me as creepy. It
well,
doesn't seem right.
It also strikes me as something you, Bean, would do.
Well, you know, I don't go to Knott's Berry Farm and hang out in Camp Snoopy all day.
Right. Well, I applaud you for
you
that.
You know, I didn't even set foot in Toontown on that particular day. I just went on the, you know, the things that
the
are sort of more
love,
adult.
Right.
You know, I went on the Raiders of the Lost Ark and Space Mountain. And
now, Star Tours is different
stuff.
Now. They've added stuff since the last time you had been. Why is it? Is it awesome?
It's great. It's great. It's, you know, they make you put on the 3D glasses, which I am very much against in all settings, but the 3D is okay. But what's really good about it is just that they've, you know, it was getting kind of corny, the old one. And
right.
They redid it. And someone told me that George Lucas had very little to do with it.
Mm.
Like came in one day and went, well, that looks good, and then left. So if that's true, that makes a lot of sense because it's not annoying and it's not, you know, it's not like the more recent Star Wars movies.
So you did it right. Five times.
Yeah, because they say that there's 54 different variations on the ride.
Why didn't you do it 54 times?
Well, because first of all, you might hit the same variations
right.
and you might end up having to go much more than 54 times. But also, it's you know, they said that about the Raiders of the Lost Ark ride as well, and it's sort of true. Like, you know, I did in the five times that I did it, I saw Jar Jar twice, I saw Yoda four times, I saw Darth Vader twice, I saw Princess Leia once. But there's always this one part where you're flying around during the AT-AT battle in the snow,
right?
And that part's the same every time, and I'm glad because it's a great part of it.
Okay,
but
yeah.
You know, there's just little variations that occur throughout the ride that you could say it's 54 different versions, but. You
well,
pretty much are getting it in one or two rides. I think you get the feel.
If our
of it.
Friends at Disneyland are listening and they need a new spokesperson, Doug Benson says Star Tours is no longer annoying. So you might want to sign him up to your ads for
Well,
it.
I like the Pee Wee Herman robot in the old Star Tours. It's just something about it. It just, you know, it just became less and less futuristic seeming.
Yeah, exactly.
As the years went on.
Yeah, needed.
All right, Doug Benson
is
here.
Tomorrowland.
We have to take. It's now yesterday land. Actually, it's gone
yeah.
so far. We have to take a quick break. Potty Mouth is the name of the new CD DVD combination. It's going to be available for sale on Tuesday. We'll find out more about that and talk to Doug Benson when we return after this on the Kevin. Our friend Doug Benson in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. He is a hilarious comedian that you can next see live at the Largo in Los Angeles on September the 12th, which I think is a couple weeks out or something like that from right now. And but there's a permanent tour souvenir called Potty Mouth available for sale on download and in stores on Tuesday. CD and DVD. And by the way, Doug was telling me during the song there, if you buy the physical copy, Kevin, I know that many people are loath to own the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
You get what do you get, Doug? What's the extra there
weed?
For the DVD?
You get you get some weed. And no, you get all six episodes of the Benson Interruption TV show that I did for Comedy Central with the bleeps removed.
Love
See?
It.
For people that like to actually hear the F word. And
yeah.
That's
how I watch South Park.
The S word.
Is
yes.
They have it unbeeped on iTunes, and so then I wait for it unbeeped. I don't know. It's just better.
I like to think that there's a division of show business just for the people who have had television shows that have lasted six episodes or fewer. I like to think that that's a group of people. Hey, Doug, right before you came on, you guys were in the other room watching the hilarious news coverage of Hurricane Irene. Now, I don't know if it strikes you as funny as it strikes me. Why does a guy have to be standing on the beach in order for the network to report a storm is coming?
Nope.
Why does he have to physically be there? Why can't a guy just be in the studio showing you maps or pictures?
Bean, he's not on the beach. You misunderstood. This is a guy in dress pants and dress shoes and a dress shirt. That is in,
he's in the ocean. He's in it.
He's standing in the ocean up to his waist. Now, it's not because the water came up that high from the storm.
Mm-hmm.
He went out.
He walked
into,
out there.
Yeah, where it normally is, so that he could say, this is the level. And he's been doing that all morning. What's that about? What do you think, Doug? When you see that, you go, what? You have the same reaction we do, which is, what the F?
I was kind of waiting for some like guy to run by naked that wants to kill himself that day, you know? Jumps out in the ocean like Bruce Dern and coming home. But, it's crazy that people need, it's like the viewers need the physical evidence, but then you hear people talking about it and everybody thinks it's ridiculous. So it's like this weird, savage, vicious circle. It's ridiculous, so we watch it, then we talk about it, so they have to keep doing it.
It's bad enough that they're reporting on the water level, but it hasn't gone up yet. So
yeah, and even
this
at one
is
point,
what
the
kills
guy,
me. This
the
isn't
guy,
the storm.
They actually said at one point the water was up to here and like used both hands to point to his own junk.
And you know that as they continue to cover, and let's face it, weather works on television. People do tune in, especially if you're in the affected area. But you know that you're going to see lots of video this weekend of people who are being practically blown away because they're going to be standing in a freaking hurricane.
Yeah.
It just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that guy is fantastic, and he's still out there, still in his wet dress clothes, and they keep checking back in with him to see if the ocean's gone up any. You know what the answer is? Not really. Not really yet.
In a day, it could be over my head.
Yeah.
If I was on the East Coast right now, I would just go to an inland movie theater and watch Columbiana over and over again.
That's
all weekend
what
long.
I'm talking go. About.
Well, Doug does love movies. I have heard that about him. I will say, do you see something every week, Doug?
I don't see as many movies as I should, considering my podcast called Doug Loves Movies, and that's all we talk about. I end up having to catch things on planes and on Netflix, and especially since I am crusading against 3D, so I always have to find a theater that's showing those movies in 2D. So that's an extra hurdle to have to overcome. But,
does it seem like you're winning that fight?
No.
I think he is. I think you are winning that fight. I mean, think there have been more 3D busts than there have been hits so far, and I think people are starting to get scared of it.
I hope they are. You know, I don't know how much I can contribute to that, but I just personally don't want to spend the extra money to wear glasses. That's not why I got LASIK surgery. And also, it's just the other things. It gives you headaches and, you know.
Well, they're not big enough for my head, I'll tell you that.
That's the whole one-size-fits-all concept.
Three-quarters of the way through. You're going, I'm not getting blood to my head.
Yeah, this Despicable Me is for four-year-olds. Why do their glasses the same size as mine? It's crazy. But I was listening to the movie phone guy when I was driving in this morning.
Yes.
And he said that Zoe Saldana puts the ass in Assassin.
Mm-hmm. I like that,
I want to know who puts the other ass.
Yeah, there are two of them. That's true.
Hey, good
There's
point.
More than one ass.
Doug talked about his podcast. His podcast, you can get that through iTunes. And by the way, it's a double dose of Doug this week because you also were a guest on our friend Jay Moore's very popular podcast as well. So there's plenty of Doug out there for people to take into their weekends, it sounds like.
Yeah, you can listen to me and Jay Moore and Nikki Cox reminiscing about all of our intertwined lives because I've known each of them for different reasons for a while.
Fantastic.
And
this podcast is great too.
And then my podcast has this week I got rather lucky and scored a trifecta of hilarious dudes. Mark Maron, Nick Swartzen, and Zach Galifianakis all came on.
No way!
All at the same time, yeah. So
you're supposed to spread those guests out around the year. You can't have them all at once. That's ridiculous.
You just take them when you can get them, you know, because they're all so busy that, well, Mark Maron, not so much. But
sure.
The other two guys. Mark was very, very cute, though, because he got his girlfriend to kind of teach him how to play the game that we play on the show so that he could actually do well at it, and he did. He applied himself admirably. So
how about that?
Yeah, so you can listen to that now. It's on iTunes, and it's free to listen to, and I recommend you do it sometime before 6 a.m. and after 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for that. We appreciate that. You can get those on iTunes. You can follow Doug on Twitter at Doug Benson, and the new CD-DVD combination is called Potty Mouth. It sounds like it's hilarious, and that comes out on Tuesday, and then September 12th at the Largo is the next L.A. show. Doug, always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
It's not that I automatically disregard everything the Psycho Body should be teaching me, the feature we did yesterday with Psycho Mike, but I am having for breakfast chips and salsa and chocolate milk. That's what I'm eating right now as we're doing here the Kevin Bean Show.
Yes.
So I'm on the right track, right?
Breakfast to champions.
All right. Kevin Bean Afro Line is on the air right now for you, 323-520-AFRO. This is our 24-hour-a-day voicemail where you call us right after you finish listening to your Doug Benson CDs and you are as high as you possibly can be and leave us a message.
Now, the first one is about my diet, which is Chinese food that is recycled from my own trash can outside.
Okay.
It only happened once, but I wanted more, so I went back out and got it. And then I went turned to Muggs for some support, and this happened.
Muggs, at least I know where it's been.
Muggs has my back.
Of course he does. Muggs eating other people's garbage cans. Yeah.
He wouldn't have even checked for bugs. He would have just started eating it in the trash.
He just would have crawled in and eaten whatever he ran across.
Right? You got my back.
All I got to say is, that's not brown rice.
So that happened. And then we had to dissect what that meant and how is it a joke. And how is it told? And that's what the first call's about.
What? That's not brown rice!
It's a pretty good delivery.
Yeah, actually.
And then text to landline.
What the f*** is Beer Mug still doing there?
Another we ask question. Every day. Thank you.
Another good question. I don't know where this got started. This what? I don't know how that began. But we all do it now, and it's starting to get a little frustrating. But this person, I think this guy nails it better than we ever have.
Pretty good.
Not bad,
pretty
right?
good. Yeah.
Wow. I know it's 10 till 6, but wow. Really? Three doors down, huh? That's where we're at now? Three doors down? Kryptonite? You guys struggle.
I was not aware that this thing was happening in America, but apparently people now like that song.
Oh, love.
Love it, right?
Yes.
Because there was a time where it was okay, it was on the radio, all right, I get it. And then there was, oh my God, thank God it's not on the radio anymore and I'll never have to hear it again. And then there were several years, maybe about 10 or 15 years, where we kind of forgot it ever existed. But apparently now it is back and it's the most popular thing happening.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's Dave, the King of Mexico. Did you hear about the East Coast earthquake? All I got to say was, it's not my fault. Get it? Because faults cause earthquakes.
Dave, really? Wow. Really?
Really?
Is that Dave? He printed up 1,000 It's Not My Fault t-shirts, and he's trying to figure out how he can still move them?
Exactly. He's got bumper stickers and everything else. It's way too early for this. Don't bug me with this in August.
Halloween spooks outside my window. It's almost time to sing my favorite song.
Yeah, not yet.
My supermarket has an entire aisle of Halloween candy already up.
What?
It's over 2 months away, and they're starting with the Halloween already.
The best part of waking up is shut the f*** up, Bean.
How dare you?
That's true, by the way. We were playing some versions of the Muppets songs that were done by current bands, and this guy has a thought.
Just heard the new versions of the Muppets songs by current artists, and Go yourself.
Not a fan necessarily of the resurgence of the Muppet song.
What are the bands mean? Do you remember some of them?
My Morning Jacket is on there. OK Go is another band that is represented, and the Weezer is on there. They're all doing famous songs from the show, and it's a new tribute album that just came out this past Tuesday.
I can't believe my band and I were not asked to sing with the Muppets. Nothing is cooler than contemporary artists and the Muppets. It's not the Smurfs or Winnie the Pooh, or even Step Up 3D2. Why can't we get a gig or two? Is it because we suck? Is it because we suck?
Oh, so nice to hear from the Mumfords.
323-520-AFRO 24.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We got two final showbiz reports for you today before Ralph Garman's return on Monday. We're going to handle this one. And our friend Token Negro Anel Rivers is going to be joining us in CDR. Kevin and Bean Blacklister Anel is going to be doing the... That's the way to go. That, you know what? That's the way to go off into a Friday as we all prepare to sing Don't Booger, because he always brings the best stuff.
I agree.
So that's going to be great. Let's start with, in this showbiz report, some big news out of Hollywood yesterday. The PR representative for the Hollywood Walk of Fame wrote on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Facebook page, someone said, are you going to put reality show characters on the sidewalk with stars? Her answer was, hell to the no, which to me suggests that she's been watching reality TV shows, because I think that expression became popularized on the Whitney Houston reality show from a few years ago. So she may watch them, but she doesn't think they should be honored for their achievements on reality TV.
I agree. Completely.
She was on CNN later in the day. She said the basis for the Starz nomination was longevity in their field of entertainment, awards and other honors, and philanthropic work. However, there are people like the Apollo 11 astronauts, for instance, who, you know, are not really entertainers either. Granted, they accomplished something. But then how do you explain, you know, Mickey Mouse and Big Bird? So apparently the criteria is a little bit more flexible than perhaps she's admitting. I think the whole reason she said that is she just wants to make sure somebody like Snooki never gets a star for just being Snooki.
Oh, I want Snooki to get a star.
Do you?
Well, only from the standpoint of it would anger everyone in the world. I would find that funny. The manslaughter case of Michael Jackson's doctor.
Guilty.
Is about to begin. And Superior Court Judge Michael Pastor has refused the request from the defense to sequester the jury. They like to do that in these high-profile cases because they don't want the jury to be tainted by watching, you know, talking heads, people giving opinions on it and stuff like that. And for some reason, the judge said that he believes the jurors want to do the right thing so they can be trusted.
Hmm.
I can't imagine that there's somebody who hasn't already seen all that. And if there is, do you want them on a jury?
Well, you're now, let's make a distinction here. They don't ask whether you've seen any coverage or not. They ask if you have an opinion based on the coverage that you've seen. They understand that it's out there. They just want to make sure that you're able to separate whatever it is being said on television and in the magazines, and that won't impact your ability to have an open mind to new facts.
So if you should vote not guilty, you're not already going to vote guilty.
Yeah, you don't go into the jury room already having your mind made up or even swayed based on the coverage you've said. Because it's going to be, if these jurors are not sequestered, it's going to be impossible for them to stay away from coverage. This trial is going to be a very big deal on local television.
I agree, but the judge says no sequestering, especially in these economic times. So
we're going to find out on Monday on a show called Bachelor Pad that only Ralph Garman watches who the new cast is for the next installment of Dancing with the Stars. Now, they took some criticism last year because many felt that the star power was not up to snuff on the last season of Dancing with the Stars.
And yet, didn't it do great numbers?
I did. Of course, it always does great numbers. But, I mean, you know, all over America, people were saying to themselves, who the hell is Mike Catherwood? Remember, that was the conversation last season. So let's see what you guys think about some of the names that are being bandied about as probable for the new Dancing with the Stars.
Actor my lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
He's back.
I don't think he's, I doubt that's likely. David Arquette, formerly married to Courtney Cox, and, of course, famous for the Scream movies. He's a name, at least people know, right?
Right.
Sure.
Christina Milian.
Yeah, sure.
Ryan O'Neal. Certainly the older people. They usually try to pull somebody, you know, in his 70s out there to get the older vote. Chaz Bono would be on the show.
Who, by the way,
I love, and Kevin does too, transgendered people. Don't get me wrong. My remark is, isn't he way too fat to dance on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Right? Rob Kardashian has got to be the biggest zero on this list. I mean, how far removed do you have to be from Kim Kardashian to still be somebody that people are interested in seeing, right?
I hear you.
Chyna Phillips from the 90s band Wilson Phillips. Kristen Cavallari, who you remember, of course, from The Hills and Laguna Beach.
Belle.
Here's one. Yeah, I'll give her a bell. Here's one that I think definitely has a fan base. And Kevin, I know you're a fan of Hope Solo, who is the goalie for the U.S. women's soccer team.
She's hot, and I loved watching the women's soccer tournament, and I'm not interested in Dancing with the Stars.
but she is also very very athletic and would probably do, you know, and obviously has the kind of, you know, commitment and dedication to do something like this. She'd probably do well. George Clooney's ex-girlfriend, Elizabeth Canales, is another name.
Whoa.
What, did I just say I was not interested? I'm in.
So we're going to find out again on Monday during the Bachelor Pad if any of those people are going to be on, and then you can make your decision whether you want to watch or not.
Celebrity birthdays today. Actor Chris Pine is 31. Actor Macaulay Culkin is also 31. Rock musician Adrian Young from No Doubt is 42. How about a new album? How about Let's Get That Out? How about that, huh? And actress singer Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Aww.
Has a birthday today as well, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
Quick reminder, Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers happens Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The new album comes out that day called I'm With You. You'll have a chance to hear them performing live, some of the songs from the new record, some of their classic songs too, plus an interview with the Chili Peppers. That's going to be on Monday. I got a chance to meet Lisa's dog Boner a couple of days ago when I was down visiting y'all.
Is it a dog? Would you consider it a dog?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, honestly, there has to be some sort of a criteria by which we decide it's a dog. It is closer to a rat than it is a dog.
But an alien rat. Like, it's a rat that you would find on Mars.
I literally, this is not a joke and this is not an exaggeration, because I know you guys accuse me of hyperbole. I literally have never seen a dog as small as that one. I mean, when my puppies were born, they weighed 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Your dog weighs less than 4. Your dog is barely a dog.
Your dog's like 2 pounds, and it's 2 years old, B.
Yes,
it's two years old, and it's a Chihuahua, and it seems like the biggest concern you would have about Boner is not accidentally killing him, right?
That is a huge concern. That's why he has a big bell on his neck, so I know where he is at all times.
But I've noticed that Lisa's coming in with, like, scars and bite marks, and I don't know what's going on at home, but
I have bites all over my hands and my arms.
What's happening?
And it's funny because you all know Lisa. She's used to having those bites on her neck and her back, so this is very different for her. But and then she's got all of her, half of her shoes are missing. She doesn't know where they end
that
up. Clearly,
true.
Have a flip flop.
Clearly, Boner isn't. He's not eating and swallowing because he would double his weight if he ate a flip flop. So we have many questions for Lisa, and she doesn't have any answers. So we thought, hey, we know a guy who might be able to help us out in this situation. Ladies and gentlemen, the dog whisperer himself, the great Cesar Millan, joins us here on the Kevin DeBeard Show. Cesar.
Hello, everybody. Buenos dias. Thank you for having me back on the show. It's a pleasure. I love you guys. Thank you.
It's always nice. And, of course, you are the worldwide authority on training dogs. Now, is it hard? Will it be more difficult for Lisa, Cesar, that this dog is already 2 years old and may have been maybe bringing some bad habits from his previous owners?
Oh, definitely. There's difficulties when a dog reaches a certain age. It has a habits that are ingrained into its psyche, so right. It's going to do things that they are no longer little silly habits. They are things that the dog believes to be true, okay. Believes to be the way that he should behave. Lisa, may I need to ask you some questions about the dog to properly assess what you should do? This is a male dog, yes?
Yes, Boner's a male.
Male dog, and you said 2 years old, Chihuahua, mm-hmm. And he is acting violent and aggressive.
Yeah, you could say that. All he wants to do is bite my hands.
Okay.
Boner can hurt.
What you have to do, especially with small dogs, especially with Chihuahuas, which are dogs that like to be dominant, which like to be territorial, is to establish that you are the trendsetter, the trailblazer. You are the prom queen of the house. You are in charge. It is not their house. It is your house. And they are only living there.
Okay.
Have you thought about parachuting the dog into Libya?
What are you talking about?
Well, no, Cesar, obviously, she's not trying to get rid of the dog, particularly into a war zone. What are you talking about?
Of course, everybody loves their pet. Americans, you love their dogs. You want to treat your dog like it means everything to you. But I'm saying maybe a couple rounds where it has to dodge, from the insurgents, it would feel like it's not necessarily the dog.
How's that your first suggestion? Is to drop the dog into Libya.
In Libya!
If you're not prepared, to go that hard, I understand. Okay. How about you take a picture of his penis and put it on Facebook?
Why would I do that?
To embarrass him?
Will it be embarrassed?
Yeah, take an ice cube when it is sleeping and put it on his penis so it is very small. It gets shrinkage. And then you take a picture and you say, haha, look at my dog's penis so small.
You want me to humiliate him with a picture
but,
on
right.
Facebook?
Oh, guys hate that.
But I don't think... I don't think Boner will know that he's being embarrassed. He doesn't understand Facebook.
You'll be surprised how much dogs know.
Is that right?
Do you have a clipper shirt? Put a clipper shirt on it. Take a picture of it. Everybody's like, you got the clippers.
The clipper shirt.
This doesn't sound like legitimate advice for dog training, Cesar. I don't know what's going on. You just want to play crazy mind games with this pet.
No. Like I said, you have to establish that you are in charge. Lisa May, tell him that you're sending him on a trip to Vegas, but make him stay at the Palace Station.
Good news, bad news.
That is a crappy place.
Once he gets there, you call him, you say, ha, you suck, you're at the Palace Station.
So just demoralize him, just break him down so that he knows Lisa's boss.
No, there is no need to say, to be that negative. You're not demoralizing the doggy, you are establishing that you're in charge. Have the dog be made airtight by a bunch of badass people.
Oh,
okay, you know what, on that note,
Cesar, a lot of your shows, you never...
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just do that?
How about that?
They have to be good people, ones that were in NAM.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We got to go, Cesar. Thanks for joining us. Our friend Ralph Garman has been off for a couple days. We've been taking turns filling in on the showbiz beat. And although we tried and couldn't get Doto to respond to our email, I don't want that to in any way make you think I'm not equally excited to have our old friend Anel Rivers, who joins us in studio. Anel is a longtime listener of the Kevin DeBeard Show, and we always appreciate his spin on the showbiz beat. And since the last time we talked to you on the air, Anel, you and your friends have branched off, and you now have your own podcast available for people to listen to, download or streaming, called Nothing But Show. Tell us about it.
Well, that is correct, Bean. And now that I have my own podcast, I no longer fear the need to use my Negro accent. I'll be speaking in the King's English.
Yeah, don't do that.
Nothing But Show. Nothingbutshow.com. It's my man Jake Wells. You got a Casey Oliver, who actually works here at the station. And she's doing our movie beat and our entertainment news. Okay. We got Micah. He's doing our sports.
Okay. And, Mike, another Kevin and B listener. Yeah. Micah's on the podcast. That's right.
Having a gay sports guy. I mean, it's just gonna be, come on.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, jokes write themselves. But we new episodes go up every Sunday, and there's a big huge gap here in LA, man, in radio. As far as talk radio goes, we're just trying to fill the hole. Ding.
Exactly. All right. Well, if you want to check it out, if you're looking for something new to listen to that I have listened to myself and I can endorse, I think you will enjoy it. It's nothingbutshow.com. All right. We got a few minutes left for this hour's Showbiz Beat. What are you talking about today?
Man.
Anel, before we start, does not like the...
man to another Charlie, man. Rectify that swiftly.
Girl, holla!
Next up, okay, check this out. Have you guys heard about Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is she annoying? This is the mom of Kim Kardashian.
Annoying? You don't like Kris Jenner?
See,
let me tell you the situation. You're not black. See?
Oh, really?
Let me tell you.
It's funny.
Look, her husband got OJ off. Okay.
Correct.
She
raised
a house full of big booty white women that love black men.
Correct.
And do porn.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, every American housewife should be just like Kris Jenner.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I guess that's a whole different take than
that's
I
what
have.
I'm saying. Y'all looking at Kris Jenner like she's a bad mom.
She is.
Kris Jenner is the best mom in the world, followed by Dina Lohan.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned.
For the same reason.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I have a son. I'm not really worried too much about it. But
sure.
She's going to be on the View or what show is it? Today's Show
talk?
And The Talk.
The Talk, yeah.
God, man, that's one more reason for me not to watch the Today Show.
That's what I'm saying.
God, man, and The Talk is barely watchable as it is, so I'm just imagining her. God, that's just a bad
She'll
look.
Dominate every second of conversation.
Have you guys watched that show?
No.
Oh, my God. She's I don't know how what's her name? Bruce does it, man.
Oh, you're asking if we watch with the Kardashians?
I've
seen it occasionally, and Bruce Jenner must want to kill himself daily.
He's living in hell.
He really is.
That's what you guys understand.
I'm with you.
That plastic surgery hides tears of a clown. Trust me when I tell you.
Girl, holla!
Next up, all right, Jim Carrey. I'm feeling where Jim Carrey's coming from. Have you guys heard? I think we got.
Yeah,
some,
this is a weird story.
Have you guys got some audio?
We
from that. Let me hear that.
Yes. Now this is from Jim Carrey's website. Apparently, he out of the blue a couple of days ago decided to post this video of him talking about the actress Emma Stone, who, by the way, we all love. There's no way Jim loves her any more than anybody else. I mean, she's just awesome, right? She was in that Easy A movie. She's gonna be in the next Spider-Man movie. And for some reason, he said, "I have to proclaim my love for her." And here's what he said:
Emma, I just wanted to let you know that. I think you're all the way beautiful. And if I were a lot younger, I would marry you. And sex. And every day, you would thank God that I was the appropriate age for you. God, I'm not. I'm 49. I have lines on my face, sometimes a little gray in my beard, and it takes me a lot longer to pee than it used to.
Oh, I hear you.
I wish you love and contentment. That's all.
So, yeah. Anel, is he trying to be funny? Or is he actually hitting on her, or both?
I left a voicemail like that for a girl once, and I've had to stay 1,000 yards away from her. No, okay, look, here's the thing, man. If you're to me, this is actually genius, okay? Because if you're Jim Carrey, okay, you can't, like, walk up to Emma Stone at Ledoux or, at one of the clubs.
Why? You certainly could.
Nah, you can't, because then you look like creepy perv dude trying to hit on a girl that's literally half your age, okay? Now, if you go on ahead and, do something like a video like this, and she responds to it well...
And you're making fun of the fact that you're too old.
You in there like swimwear, you know what I'm saying? But now, if she decides, like, oh, I'm not feeling that Jim Carrey, a little too old for me, it's just Jim Carrey being wacky old Jim Carrey.
So he gets away with it either way.
Yeah, Mr. Popper, nothing, look, you, after Mr. Popper's Penguin, I mean, how much lower can a man really sink? Seriously, he's at rock bottom. So
he'll either get her or not, and either way,
works. Either way, in a worst case scenario, this just goes down as another quirky quip on Jim Carrey's resume. So I fully support this move on
Girl,
Jim Carrey's part.
Holla!
Next up, man, I got a little public service announcement from my boy DMX.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you guys heard this. DMX, okay, the rapper.
Let me guess. He got arrested for something?
Yeah, how'd you know, man?
Just a guess.
That being some kind of psychic up there, I'm telling you, man. Listen, DMX was driving, it said 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And got, honestly, with a suspended license, on parole.
Oh, man.
Smart guy.
It's like the hat trick of Negro idiocy.
Don't you think, like, suspended license A, be on parole, I'm going to at least do the speed limit because I don't want to
Yeah, I mean, look, hey, look, if you don't have a suspended license, I mean, things happen. You know, sometimes you miss a court date and on parole, you know, hey, God, you know, God forgives, judges don't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's cool, but you ain't got no reason to be driving 100 miles an hour.
Agree.
And on top of that, you in Arizona, DMX, they don't even celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday in Arizona.
Yeah.
You don't need to live in Arizona. DMX, get out of Arizona. I cannot be any clearer than that, brother.
That's a good tip.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Do what you got. Get your probation transferred. Fake your own death. Do what you got to do. Stop living in Arizona. Arizona, not for black people. Okay?
It's that should be their slogan on the sign as you drive
Arizona,
in.
Arizona, Grand Canyon State, parentheses, not for black people.
Okay. Girl, holla!
And next up, we got some celebrity birthdays I want to get into here. We got Shirley Manson of Garbage. I love
Garbage, man. Where the hell is she,
man,
by the way?
She is 45, and you know what, man?
She's sexy.
For 40, I would smash. For 45,
yeah. Right?
Sure, you could get it, no doubt. Yeah. Okay,
but I just assumed that she went.
I don't know what you're saying, but I think it's good.
I just assumed that she went away and hasn't been making records anymore because she must be raising a family, right? That's the only explanation. We'd have heard about her if she was doing anything else.
She was on that Terminator series,
yeah, I don't
right?
know, man. She
right.
just kind of, you know, went away. But I mean, like I said, Shirley Manson, happy birthday!
And so nice, and her accent is just the sexiest thing ever when you hear her talk too.
Anything else being like her eyes too, or
yeah, it's like, pretty
the way she walks. What about a smile? How's that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm in.
Wow. Next up,
Nell's tired of your input, Dean.
Next up,
he's done the showbiz one time and he's tired of your input.
It's a miracle Ralph is still alive, isn't it?
Or is he? We haven't seen him in a week.
Good question.
Next up, we got Adrian Young of No Doubt. He's 42. He also looks damn good for 42. I say Adrian's a handsome 42.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gay, but if I woke up looking like Adrian, I wouldn't be mad.
You'd be all
okay,
right.
I'll be cool with that. Melissa McCarthy is 41 years old. Macaulay Culkin, okay? Macaulay Culkin is 31 years old. Every time I was see somebody putting their hands to their face,
yeah.
I would just donkey kick that person by now if I was him. He has to be so sick of that whole, you know, the Home Alone face thing.
Yeah. I'll bet he is, but he made so much money from it that he probably just goes, yep, that's bank right there.
I mean, I guess, man. I don't know, man. Some things are hard to shake. I farted in an assembly once in sixth grade, and to this day, every time I see my friends, they're like, remember that time I know farted in an assembly? So I just, you know, I don't know if Macaulay Culkin really feels the same way about that. And I didn't make
did
a movie.
You make millions of dollars from that fart?
No, I did not.
All right,
no,
then.
I did not. I'm working on it though, man. All I'm right. trying to make turn that fart into a podcast. I'm gonna be the Jay-Z of podcasting, man. I already got a giant light-skinned girlfriend. Y'all see? Okay, next up, fellas, brothers, check this out. Sexual chocolate alert. Sexual chocolate alert. Keke Palmer. Y'all know who that is?
I don't.
Who is Keke Palmer?
You remember that movie, Aquila and the Bee? The little black girl, tell a little black girl to spell, like as if no black people could spell. It was like a miracle of spelling or something.
She was in the spelling bee or whatever.
Yeah, so she is now 18.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Come and get her, boys. Get us on.
News.
You know, and that's your boy Nell Rivers with the Showbiz Busy.
There you go. Come on,
girl,
everybody. We are taking a little break for the weekend. We will be back on Monday with a breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Please come back.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Holy mackerel!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
Roll another one.
I think you should check your facts.
Just like the other one.
Nothing but
I thought it was.
This one seems to be about to quit.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
And I need another hit.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
So that's a toss-up.
Just like the other one.
Spectacular. Just spectacular.
This one seems to be about to end.
Well, you know, you don't look like you're having a lot of fun.
I don't have another cent.
Well, due to a recent presidential order, we're not allowed to ask that particular question.
This show sucks.
Just pass it around.
I got a taco right here.
Out of your mind?
I'll just pass it on down.
What's the time, man?
Oh, heck. You guys better go. You'll be late for your gig.
Pack up. Get the f*** out.
I'm going to stop this because this isn't working.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. And I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry, but I'm just very upset right now. So I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm not going to stop yelling because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.